Good morning and welcome to Trinity Lutheran Church. My name is Pastor Nate Wallenberg. Today we are gathered to say goodbye to our dear brother in Christ, Wilfred Caston, who was a beloved friend and father and grandfather and great-grandfather, such a wonderful blessing to this community and to this congregation. We already miss him so much. The Lord blessed him with 99 years and 9 months of life, and we give thanks to God today for that. And so as we do so, everything that you'll need for our worship service today is printed for you in this blue service folder. Hopefully you were able to grab one of those on your way into the sanctuary today. As we gather, we do mourn, but we mourn in hope. We don't mourn as others do who have no hope. We know about the joys of the resurrection, God's amazing promises to us through his Son, Jesus Christ. That's the focus of our service today. We continue to fight the good fight, and that is the opening hymn that we have today. The words to all of the hymns are in the hymnal, the burgundy-colored hymnal that you have in front of you in the pew. And so our first hymn will be number 664, and you may be seated. Please stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
In holy baptism, Wilfred was clothed with the robe of Christ's righteousness that covered all his sin. St. Paul says, "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his." Our service continues now as we recite the 23rd Psalm together. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Lord, have mercy upon us. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God of grace and mercy, we give thanks for your loving kindness shown to Wilfred and to all your servants, who having finished their course in faith, now rest from their labors. Grant that we also may be faithful unto death and receive the crown of eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated for the reading of God's Word. Our first reading was cut off in the bulletin a little too early. If you'd like to follow along in your pew Bible, Revelation chapter 7 can be found on page 1032, right at the end of the Bible there, 1032. The first reading is Revelation chapter 7, beginning with verse 9. After this I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, "Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these clothed in white robes, and from where have they come?" I said to him, "Sir, you know." And he said to me, "These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our epistle reading is from St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 15, beginning with verse 51. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we shall be changed. For this perishable body must put on the imperishable, and this mortal body must put on immortality. When the perishable puts on the imperishable, and the mortal puts on immortality, then shall come to pass the saying that is written, Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please stand. Alleluia, alleluia. Jesus Christ is the firstborn of the dead. Our holy gospel reading is from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 5, beginning with verse 19. So Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of his own accord, but only what he sees the Father doing. For whatever the Father does, that the Son does likewise. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all that he himself is doing. And greater works than these will he show him, so that you may marvel. For as the Father raises the dead and gives them life, so also the Son gives life to whom he will. For the Father judges no one, but has given all judgment to the Son, that all may honor the Son just as they honor the Father. Whoever does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life. He does not come into judgment, but has passed from death to life. Truly, truly, I say to you, an hour is coming and is now here when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son also to have life in himself. And he has given him authority to execute judgment because he is the Son of Man. Do not marvel at this, for an hour is coming when all who are in the tombs will hear his voice and come out. Those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of judgment." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And having heard the word of God, we join together in speaking the words of the creed, the same creed that Wiffy confessed along with us so many times. And this morning we will use the Apostles' Creed. If you need the words, they are printed on the back flap of the hymnal. We confess together, "I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen." You may be seated. For our next hymn, we will turn to number 392, and we will sing the hymn, "God Loves Me Dearly." There are five stanzas that are printed for you in the hymnal. Once we sing through all five, I want you to turn your attention back here to the bulletin, and then we all get to sing in German. So we're going to go back to sing stanza one, Auf Deutsch, right there. And so it'll be six stanzas total then when we're all said and done. God loves me dearly.
Thank you.
Oh, he would have gotten a kick out of that. To the family and friends of our dear brother Wilfred Caston, to those of you who are gathered here today to celebrate his blessed and long life of faith, as well as to mourn its earthly end, especially to you, Steve and Jan, and the whole Caston clan assembled here today, grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. To say it's been a difficult year for your family would be somewhat of an understatement. And even as I stand here in the pulpit before all of you, I'm getting a sense of deja vu, and not the kind that we ever hope for or wish for. But of course, it was only about 3.5 months ago when we were gathered together to say goodbye to Ferris. And I think we all sort of knew back there at the end of July that in the back of our minds, this day was going to be coming again soon. We kind of knew it would be right around the corner. We didn't know exactly when, and I know a few of us were really hoping that maybe Whiffy would just hang on to his 100th birthday, which was coming up in January, but the Lord, in all of his wisdom, decided that he would call Wilfred home to himself in heaven after 99 years and 9 months, which I think Whiffy would have appreciated that too. He was really into special numbers and dates like that. I think he would have gotten a kick out of that if he knew he was going to pass away at 99 and 9 months. I think also the fact that this service began on 11-11 at 11, I think he would have appreciated that too. But, you know, I think about how 99 years and 9 months, how long of a time that is. We really almost can't fathom what it would be like to be around that long, you know. And yet, when you think about that, there's still this feeling of grief and sadness. We just wanted a little bit more, right? But what a blessing God was to Whiffy for all that time. And what a blessing Whiffy was to all of us. And how he was able to leave his imprint on the people in his life, his family, his friends, this community, this congregation, you name it. Whiffy was relatively simple in his life. You know, he was a simple man. He was a farmer his whole life. He was a devoted husband and father, and he cared so much about this whole community, and he joined all these different kinds of organizations, and he probably served on every single board and committee Trinity Lutheran Church ever had at some point. He was such a big part of all of it, but he wasn't really, as far as I knew him these last 6 years, he wasn't really this big, loud, boisterous kind of a guy, and yet he still could show you how much fun he liked to have. Honestly, I think all of these suspenders sitting here in the sanctuary are a really good example of that. These, I understand, came from his collection, right? So really fun suspenders. That's just one little example, right? I don't remember exactly how many years ago, but I remember there being a birthday party. He was trying to give away, what, it was like 96 beers for his 96th birthday, something like that. It's little things like that. You know, he was just someone that he just loved to be around people, and people loved to be around him, and it just seemed like he was one of those guys that everybody considered his friend. So 3.5 months ago, I stood before you and we were talking about Ferris, and I called her the Iron Lady because she had her name, which meant iron, and of course her personality was certainly the Iron Lady as well. And I didn't really get to talk with Whiffy much about that whole Iron Lady thing after the fact. I'm assuming he was okay with it. I'm assuming that he agreed with it. He certainly knew her better than all of us as the love of his life. But, you know, I think we also heard a little bit about his feelings on that, because he did once say that when they met in the Walther League years and years ago, he actually was quite terrified of her at first. So I think he would have been okay with that. I like I said, we didn't talk about it much, but then I was thinking about him and how we could say something similar about Wilfred. And I was thinking about his role as kind of, you know, the patriarch of the Castons, at least this branch of the Castons, right? And I thought, you know, what it really comes down to is actually the translation of the word Caston. Caston is German for something like a box or a crate or a chest or something like that. And so I was kind of playing around with that word in my mind, thinking about it, and it clicked. For when I think of Wilfred, I think about the fact that his mind was like an iron vault, like a box, like an iron box, which I think auf Deutsch would be translated Eisenkasten, if Google Translate serves me well. The iron box of Wiffy's mind, the Eisenkasten, that amazingly had memorized all of these different historical events, and he had like a mental Rolodex of other people's birthdays and family histories, and he had seemingly hundreds of stories in that Eisenkasten. And maybe some of us only heard a few of those stories hundreds of times, but it seemed like there were hundreds of different stories too. And that iron box was strong right up until the very end. I remember what a joy and a blessing it always was to see how he would really make an effort to come to our confirmation reunions that we have every spring. And in fact, he did make it to the most recent one this year. And of course, it's a blessing just to hear him recite his confirmation verse from 1936, but also to hear him tell the stories of what it was like to attend school here all those years ago. It's the stories that I think really hit home. When I would go and visit him at Heritage Woods or at Carlisle, he'd see me coming, he'd go, "Pastor, sit down here, I want to tell you a story." And then he'd tell me something amazing every time. It was something amazing, something about teacher Stommer, something about when Steve was 2 years old and got lost in the woods. One time, he just blew my mind. He started reciting poetry that he had memorized years ago, and he just knew it all, word for word. An Eisenkasten, an iron box, if there ever was one. And since Wiffy was really into both history and memorizing dates, I think it's also extremely fitting that he breathed his last and departed this life on November 1st. Because as many of us in this room know, November 1st is also known to us in the church as All Saints' Day. And that's the day that we set aside every single year to do exactly what Wiffy loved to do, which is remember where we came from. To remember that the current generation is able to live the way we do and worship the way we do because the Holy Spirit for centuries has been blessing the work of the saints who came before us, and we need to remember that history. And I think also another reason why it's important and fitting is because All Saints' Day is a day when we're thinking about heaven. We're thinking about the souls of all of our loved ones who are already at rest in the arms of Jesus. I have no idea if Wiffy actually realized what day it was two Tuesdays ago, but I can tell you from my interactions with him over the last several months that heaven was on his mind a lot. He was thinking about Ferris, he was thinking about his sister Laura, he was thinking about all of these different souls that he couldn't wait to be with again because he just loved to be with people. He was thinking a lot about heaven. And that's ultimately what made this most recent All Saints Day, Wiffy's 100th All Saints Day, the greatest one. Because it was on that day that finally he was able to enter into eternal communion with the angels and the archangels and with all the company of heaven. Saint Wilfred. Saint Wilfred, covered with the righteousness of Christ's blood that took away all of his sin. Saint Wilfred, who got to enter into that cloud of witnesses, all of the saints that we just heard about in John's vision from Revelation chapter 7, from all peoples and tribes and languages. Saint Wilfred, who traded in his suspenders for a white robe and a palm branch and a new story that he gets to tell now over and over and over, hundreds and hundreds of times for the rest of eternity. On the top of the first page of the bulletin, I actually got to grab mine down here. You can see where we have printed his confirmation verse. And you probably already noticed this if you looked at it already, that we have it printed here in two different languages. So up top, we have it printed in German, which that's the way he would have memorized it back when it was assigned to him by Pastor Fuhler in 1936. And then, you know, for people like myself who aren't nearly as fluent in German as we could be or should be, we have the English text in front of you as well. But it's from John chapter 5, and it's verse 24. We got to actually hear the context of this verse just a moment ago in our gospel reading, the longer reading there from John chapter 5. Basically, what's happening as Jesus says these words is that the Jewish religious leaders are challenging Jesus' authority to be able to preach the things that he's preaching and to be able to heal people, especially healing them on the Sabbath and all of those kinds of things. And Jesus responds here with a very clear statement about what his relationship to God the Father is. And essentially what he says is that the Father has sent the Son into the world to be the judge. But thankfully, the judge does not judge us based on our good works or our abilities or anything like that. The judge judges us just the way that it says in Wiffy's confirmation verse right there. Whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life. That's it. Those who hear the word and believe it get to live forever. That is an awesome verse. And I think it's even more awesome in German, because of the word that gets repeated there right in the beginning. When Jesus was speaking these words, he would have been speaking Aramaic. The first two words there would have been Amen, Amen. But in German, we get to hear Wahrlich, Wahrlich. Now, that word is just a great word anyway to say. It's just kind of fun to pronounce, so I like it. But I also like it because it's a word for me that I actually understand. I took a year of German in college. I don't have an Eisenkasten like Wiffy did, but one of the words that I do remember is the word Wahr. W-A-H-R, Wahr. And most of the reason why I remember that word is because I remember it from Martin Luther's Small Catechism. Das ist Wahr. This is most certainly true. Das ist Wahr. So when you read this, Wahrlich, Wahrlich, that's another way of saying there is not a single doubt here whatsoever, which is the perfect word to use if we want to talk about Wiffy's understanding of the good news of Jesus, of the gospel, of the hope in Christ in spite of all of the negative effects and problems of sin that one who lives to be 99 and 9 months old might experience in their life. Instead, we know the gospel is true. The gospel is life. Wahrlich, wahrlich. Truly, truly. Amen, amen. So even greater than the Eisenkasten that was St. Wilfred's mind here on earth is the Eisenkasten, the iron vault, the iron box that is God's promise to each and every one of his children for all of eternity. Because of the death and resurrection of Jesus, because Satan has already been defeated and will someday be destroyed for good. The flames of hell cannot touch a single soul dwelling within that Eisenkasten of the heaven's gates. That's why we gather and rejoice today. In a few moments, we're going to sing that same hymn that we sang 3.5 months ago to end Ferris's funeral service as well. We're going to sing the battle hymn of the Reformation. We're going to sing, "A Mighty Fortress Is Our God." And because of Christ Jesus, these words will always ring true. The victory has been won. The kingdom ours remaineth. Wahrlich, wahrlich, das ist wahr. This is most certainly true. Thanks be to God. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in true faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. I invite you to please stand. Let us pray to the Lord, our God and Father, who raised Jesus from the dead. Almighty God, you have knit your chosen people together into one communion in the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Give to your whole church in heaven and on earth your light and your peace, Lord, in your mercy. Grant that all who have been baptized into Christ's death and resurrection may die to sin and rise to newness of life, and so pass with him through the gate of death and the grave to our joyful resurrection. Lord, in your mercy, grant that all who have been nourished by the holy body and blood of your Son may be raised to immortality and incorruption to be seated with him at your heavenly banquet. Lord, in your mercy, give to the family of Wilfred Caston and to all who mourn comfort in their grief and a sure confidence in your loving care, that casting all their sorrow on you, they may know the consolation of your love. Lord, in your mercy, give courage and faith to the bereaved, that within the communion of your church, they may have strength to meet the days ahead in the assurance of a holy and certain hope and in the joyful expectation of eternal life with those they love who have departed in the faith. Lord, in your mercy, help us, we pray, in the midst of things we cannot understand, to believe and find comfort in the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Lord, in your mercy, receive our thanks for Wilfred and for all the blessings you bestowed on him in this earthly life. Bring us at last to our heavenly home, that with him we may see you face to face in the joys of paradise. Lord, in your mercy. O God of all grace, you sent your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, to bring life and immortality to light. We give you thanks that by his death he destroyed the power of death, and by his resurrection he opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. Strengthen us in the confidence that because he lives, we shall live also, and that neither death nor life, nor things present, nor things to come, will be able to separate us from your love, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Lord God, our shepherd, you gather the lambs of your flock into the arms of your mercy and bring them home. Comfort us with the certain hope of the resurrection to everlasting life and a joyful reunion with those we love who have died in the faith. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant to you his peace. Amen. Let us go forth in peace. In the name of the Lord. Amen. You may be seated. And the closing hymn is number 656, A Mighty Fortress Is Our God.